Brooks going for 16 wins in a row today. And you're going to be playing someone who's been on twice before.
Okay.
They've lost once and they've tied once.
All right.
And today they're going to go for the win. Welcome back, Lena from Seattle. Hey,
hello.
Lena.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Lena, are you a little crooked right now?
Okay. Yikes. I knew it was coming.
I don't know what that means.
Because well, your name was like Eileen,
you know?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's like, okay.
Lena.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. You don't have to even give her any credit for that. That was terrible.
Act like she didn't say it. Okay.
I'm gonna leave the room, and I know you guys are gonna miss my humor while I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I hope you can get through it.
Yeah.
No.
I think we'll be good. I think we're all good.
Yeah, we're fine. Just get out of here. Don't fall in a puddle next to the brook.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
That was
I know.
Yeah, that was. Jeff, you leave
the room. Jeff can
leave too. All right,
we have one person left dealing with Lena. Anyway, Lena, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass. You have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Yes.
All right, your time starts now. Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. What's the best-selling peanut butter brand in the U.S.?
Yes.
In 1981, what fashion company created and sold the first pair of acid-wash jeans?
Levi.
How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
3.
What's the only state located in the Northwest that has a specific law defending cannibalism?
Alaska.
Which late-night TV host has a sidekick named Guillermo?
Jimmy Kimmel.
All right. Well done. Answers are in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio.
Do we have to?
Yeah. Hopefully she's cooled off from her humor run. The interesting fact that's written on my phone screener here, Lena, it just says hidden tattoo of pizza.
Yeah. I, at some point in the last couple of years, decided to shave my head just for fun, and I got a tattoo of pizza on my head while I was at it.
Oh, cool. But then your hair grew back.
Okay,
so
listen.
Yeah. Wow, that's kind of cool.
I have always wanted to shave my head.
Ooh,
I'd
love to see it, Brooke.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think it'd look good?
I honestly think you would.
There's just something that sounds so liberating about it.
Yeah.
And also, I really like the idea of actually seeing my head one time in my life.
Yeah.
You know, you never get to see your scalp.
Well, and as it grows out, you can style it and have fun with it. And I'm all for it, Brooke.
Okay.
Bald Brooke.
Jeffrey's not looking so.
I vote for bald Brooke.
I'm wondering what toppings are on her pizza tattoo.
Brooke gets all into it.
It's pepperoni.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no pineapple on it, is there?
She's a classic woman.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Brooke, your turn. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. What's the best-selling peanut butter brand in the U.S.?
Jif.
In 1981, what fashion company created and sold the first pair of acid-wash jeans?
Levi.
How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
4.
What's the only state located in the Northwest that has a specific law defending cannibalism?
I'm going to go Washington.
Which late-night TV host has a sidekick named Guillermo?
Chelsea Handler.
Are there more people in the world aged over 30 or under 30?
Over.
All right. Answers are in. Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you both did with Jose.
Yarr, me mateys. Arr.
Bolaños.
What was that?
I don't know.
Alina, you got 3 correct today.
Cool.
Very cool. Brooke.
Oh, yeah.
You got an extra question in. Your pacing was great. And only 1 correct.
No.
Oh, Lena. Congratulations. Coming
Dang
through
it.
With the victory.
I was doing so well for a while there, too, Lena. You took me down.
I know. Brooke got too busy thinking about what she'd look like with a bald head. Let's go over the answers for everybody. Today's National Peanut Butter Jelly Day. The best-selling peanut butter brand in the U.S. is Jif.
Yes.
Followed by Skippy. Mm. In 1981, Guess released the first pair of acid-wash jeans. There are 3 teaspoons in a tablespoon.
Huh.
Definitely do not eat anything baked by Brooke.
Yeah.
I said 4. Well, it's not that big of a difference.
Your cookies are going to be awful.
Okay.
Okay.
The only state located in the Northwest that has a specific law defending cannibalism is Idaho.
Brooke, you knew that.
Brooke's home state.
Oh, shoot.
You and your family.
That's also my home state.
Oh, really?
Oh, it is?
Are you both cannibals?
Oh, girl.
The late-night TV host with a sidekick named Guillermo is Jimmy Kimmel. And there are more people in the world aged under 30.
Huh.
52% of the world's population is under 30.
Okay.
So, Lena, congratulations. Not only do you get 100 of Brooke's bucks,
Dang
but
it.
Just for playing, you won a $25 gift card to Old Navy. And I know they say the greatest gift you can give someone is your time. No, telling you right now, the greatest gift we give is a $25 Old Navy gift card.
Yeah,
so you are welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much for playing with us, Lena. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time on Monday.